We are up to Simin Memches. We will be doing Simanim Memches and Memtes. Simin Memches begins with a Ramah before the Mechaber even starts. And he says, Va'omrim Parshas HaTamid. We say the Tamid. The Mechaber assumed that we already said the Parshas HaTamid and begins Sif Aleph with what you say together with the Tamid. The Ramah begins by telling us that we're supposed to say the Parshas HaTamid. This is in place of the actual Karban Tamid, and it says that whoever learns the Parshas Tamid, Ma'ala Olav HaKosav, Hashem sees it as if he was actually makriv the Karban Tamid. The Yesh Omim Seder HaMa'arocha. And one should also say the Seder HaMa'arocha, or there are those who say Seder HaMa'arocha. This is Abaya Hava Mesader. This too is that it should be as if we fulfilled it. Ribon Ha'olamim Atotziv Yisanu, as well as the Tefillah, where we're saying that it should be Ki'ilu, we were Makri of the Karban Tamid. Now the Mishnah Berurah also says that we do say the Parshas HaKtoris together with that as well, and there also it's as if we brought the Ktoris. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at the Lashon of Chazal, what it says is that if you learn these Parshias, it's as if you were makriv of them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, that anyone that can should make sure to learn these Parshias and know what he is saying, to make sure he knows them. So when we're talking about Abaya Hava Mesader, it means that he really learns the Gemara all about the Seder HaMa'arocha, the Seder of exactly what they did when in the Beis HaMikdash. And the same thing going for the Ktoris, he should make sure to learn that as well. The Magen Avraham holds that we're supposed to say the Parshias of the Karbanis standing, because a Kor Avoda is done by Amida. There are many that argue. And the Tamid, we're later going to see that the minhag was that they used to say the Parshas HaTamid together Betzibur, and when they did that, they actually stood. Now, in the Nusach of the Ribon Olamim that the Rama mentions, it says there that it should be Ki'ilu Hikravnu, the Tamid. There's some who say Hikravti, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's a mistake, because this is a Karban Tzibur. No individual can bring the Karban Tamid. He also brings the gears of the tour, which is that it's ki'ilu, it was korev, where he doesn't say who it was that brought it. Now, further, the Rama says, v'im i'efsho la'omro b'tzibur yocho la'omro b'veso. If you will not be able to say the karbonis b'tzibur, you should say them at home before you come to shul. V'lachzor parshas atamid levad im hatzibur. When the tzibur says the tamid, and here we see the Ramah, the minig in the days of the Ramah was that everybody said the Tamid together. So at that point, you couldn't keep quiet, because once everyone is saying the same Parsha, it would be nikr that you're not saying it, and that's Aser. So you'd have to say that together with them. Says the Ramah, V'yachavin b'pam ha'shniya k'korei b'torah. You should have kavana the second time. You should have kavana the second time that you're only laning. You're only saying it as a korei b'torah. The question is, what's his problem? And what's wrong if I have kavana that it's kilo I brought the Karban Tamid? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because it looks as if you are bringing two Karbanas Tamid. You can only bring one Tamid in the morning, and it looks as if it's nearer kilo you're bringing two Karbanas Tamid. Says the Ramah further, V'nagu hamedaktikim lihis no'ea b'shah shakore batora dugmas ha'torah shnitna bereses. To shake. The minig Ashkenaz is to shake when we learn Torah, the same way Torah was given and everybody shook. It was awe. The chen v'shoshem ispalalim, also to shake when davening. This has nothing to do with reses. This is for a totally different reason. What's this? Al shem kol atzmosai tomarno Hashem mikamocha. Because the pasuk says kol atzmosai tomarno, all my bones say so. The way we daven is we get our whole bodies into it and we shake when we daven. Now, there are some who say that this is not when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, only Pesukei Dezimrah, Birkas Kriyashma. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, David Kamar Ovid, you can do anyway the way that you will have the best kavana. If you'll have kavana best by really moving around, then do that. If you'll have kavana more and feel like you're standing before Hashem by not shaking, then don't shake. He also says that to stand in one place and shake your head is derech gaiva. That you should not do. Now we finally get to Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. B'Shabbos, Omer Meitz L'Parshas HaTamid, Psukei Musaf to Shabbos. On Shabbos, together with the Tamid, we say the Psukim of the Musaf of Shabbos. We don't lane the maftir of Shabbos, the carbon of Shabbos, because it's only two psukim. So instead, what we do is we say it together with the karbanis. Avalob Rosh Chodesh v'yantif, whereas on Rosh Chodesh or on Yantif, there's absolutely no need for that. Mipnesha Koran Bator b'psuke Musaf, because for maftir, we will lane anyway the psukim of the carbon Musaf. Therefore, there's no need to mention the Musafim in the morning. Hagah, the Yeshom, Shemaskirim, Gamusav, Rosh Chodesh, Vechei Noagim, Gnelefarsim, Shu Rosh Chodesh. That our minig is that we say of Rosh Chodeshim as well, to be a farsim that it's Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and Yantiv don't need Pirsum. Shabbos we say it because we don't lane it. Rosh Chodesh needs Pirsum because people may not know. We find even in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to do things, but Dafke in a way to make it clear to everybody that it is Rosh Chodesh. Now we go to Simen Mem Tes. Af al gav the kaimalon dvarim shebiksav iata rashai liyom ramal peh kol dover sherogul v'shogur befi hakol kagon krishmu birkas konim uparshas atam v'kiyotz bem muter. Mechaber says, even though it is usur for one to say bal peh without looking in any part of Torah shebiksav is supposed to be said from the writings. You're supposed to read it. Nevertheless, the parshas of Kriya Shema, the Birkas Konim, and the parshas Atamid, because everybody knows them. The Kayotze Bezeh, he says, because everybody knows them, there is no Isser. Now, the truth of the matter is that there is a machlokus in this. This is totally in how the Rishonim explain the halacha that the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash used to read the Maftir of Ba'osor. He used to read that Bal Peh. He didn't take another Sefer Torah and read from it because that would look as if the first Sefer Torah was Pasul, but he would read the Maftir Bal Peh. And the question is, how is he allowed to? It's Torah Shebiksav. So there are several different answers. So the Mechaber here is saying that if it's something that Shogur Befi Chol, if it's something that everybody knows, there's no Isser. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Groz Shita is like one of the answers that we find in the Tosfos Yeshanim, which is that since you're not being motzi anyone else with it, you're just reading it and they're listening, there's no isser. The only time it is usser to say Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh is when you're being motzi other people. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that that is the Iker Halacha, like the Gra. So therefore it comes out that if you're being motzi someone else, it doesn't make a difference what it is, even if it's something that Shogar B'Fiv, you should not be saying it Bal Peh. You would have to look inside. Whereas if you're not being motzi anybody else, then if it is something that Shogar B'Fiv, for sure you can say in Bal Peh, and even something that's not Shogar B'Fiv, there would be Malkam Lahakel. In the case of someone who Rachman al-Islam cannot see, he is allowed to learn Torah Shebiksav Bal Peh, because Eis L'Asos L'Hashem Eferet Torah Secha, there's no other way that that he is going to learn. There's a Chavis Yor who says that you are allowed to say all of Tilim Bal Peh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, especially according to the Gra, if you're not being motzi anybody else, then you certainly can't say Tilim Bal Peh. Whereas, if you're being motzi somebody, you should be machmer in everything. Halel. It's mefurish in the Rishonim that you're allowed to say Halel Bal Peh. But the Mishnah Berurah says, be very careful, because if you're going to get mixed up in the words, for example, in Lolanu, it's quite easy to get mixed up. If you get mixed up in the words, you're going to end up making a bracha levatola. And the truth is that in a different place, the Shaar Tzion says that Halal on Yontif is like Persume Nisa. It is the equivalent of the Megillah, and if you miss out one word, you're not Yotza. So you have to be very careful. You're better off not saying Halal Bal Peh, so that you're going to see to it that you say every word of it.